Micah chapter 4. Well, this is a wonderful description of the kingdom that is to come on earth. But of course, it could have happened at the time of the restoration when the Jews could have come back from captivity, but it didn't. But it will come true in the end when Jesus comes back. In the last days, it will happen that the mountain of Yahweh's temple will be established on the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and nations will stream to it. So the mountains and hills are put there for the peoples and nations. So above all the nations of this world, there is going to be established God's kingdom. Many nations will go and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion will go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem." So he will judge between many peoples and will decide concerning strong nations afar off. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. So there's going to be no more war at all. And it seems to be saying that all the military equipment is going to be turned into farming equipment, agricultural equipment. Now, this is all a scenario that we can imagine, a scene that we can imagine coming here on this earth. And this is the great advantage of believing that the kingdom of God is going to come here on the earth. We don't go to heaven when we die. Jesus will come back and establish God's kingdom here. We can look around at this world and see the war and people studying military technology and all this kind of stuff. We can see the nations not wanting to know God, and yet we can remember that this will all change. When we lament that people aren't interested in the things of God, well, one day they're going to eagerly come to Jesus in Jerusalem in order to learn about them. And when we lament the war and the conflict in the earth, well, one day this earth will not have that anymore. But they will sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Indeed, all the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh our God for ever and ever. In that day, says Yahweh, I will assemble that which is lame, and I will gather that which is driven away, and that which I have afflicted. And I will make that which was lame a remnant, and that which was cast far off a strong nation. And Yahweh will reign over them on Mount Zion from then on, even forever. So the lame, those who have been driven into exile. So the idea is that those who are weak in this life are going to be the ones over whom God reigns eternally. So that's why God has a special interest in the weak, in the handicapped, in the rejected. Because this is, as it were, his specialism. These are the kind of people who will be in his kingdom. And Jesus taught the same when he began his teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. And he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the persecuted. All those who don't have a great life now are going to be those who are going to be saved in God's kingdom. Whereas there are few of the wealthy who will be there. How difficult it is, Jesus said, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. Why? Because he thinks he's got it all now. It is as simple as that. You, tower of the flock, the hill of the daughter of Zion, to you it will come. Yes, the former kingdom will return. The kingdom will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. So again, it's the idea of the kingdom of God being re-established. That kingdom was overturned, and it was no more until Jesus comes back. And so that's why it says the former kingdom will return. Now, why do you cry out aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished, that pains have taken hold of you as of a woman in travail? Be in pain and labor to bring forth, daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now you will go forth out of the city, and dwell in the field, and will come even to Babylon. There you will be delivered. There Yahweh will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. So they had to suffer, they had to leave the land of Israel and go into captivity in Babylon, and there God was going to save them. That was the idea, that there they would repent and be delivered of their child, as it were, and their pain would end. Now many nations have assembled against you that say, let our eye gloat over Zion. But they don't know the thoughts of Yahweh, neither do they understand his counsel, for he has assembled them like the sheaves to the threshing floor. So they assembled themselves together against Jerusalem, but God assembled them. So just shows that God works through people. People think that they're doing it of their own desire, but actually God is confirming them. Arise and thresh, daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs brass. And you will beat in pieces many peoples, and I will devote their gain to Yahweh, and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. Again talking about this wonderful literal time when Jesus will be back on the earth, and the kingdom of God really will be here established.